From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has put a temporary halt to U.S. refugee admissions until an appeals court rules on the matter. In a ruling Wednesday, the nation's highest court upheld a request from the Trump administration to bar refugees as part of his travel order limiting travelers from six majority Muslim countries. But the government win is both partial and temporary. The justices also upheld last week's lower court ruling that expanded the list of relationships that can be considered bona fide to include grandparents. Travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can continue to be admitted if they can show they have bona fide relationships in the United States. The U.S. State Department has given the voluntary agencies that work with refugees the all clear to resume travel arrangements. Talks aimed at breaking down trade barriers between the United States and China appeared to hit a snag Wednesday in Washington as the two sides canceled news conferences that were scheduled for the end of the meeting. As the talks started in Washington, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin called for a, quote, more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang said trading cooperation between the two countries, quote, is a realistic choice for both sides. But he warned that confrontation will immediately damage the interests of both. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.